Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You're listening to Total EM. This is podcast number 23, and it is also the last podcast of 2016. Now, with that, we're going to do a little bit of a year in review and a big thank you to everyone. And we're also going to talk about what's coming up ahead. So don't ignore this podcast yet. If you're looking for a bunch of new medical information, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait at least another week for that, because I really wanted to spend the time to thank everyone and talk about what we've accomplished so far, because it's been a lot, believe it or not. And then we also are going to talk about the future of Total EM. Now, if I sound a little different today, it's because I have a new microphone. Actually, I'm recording this on my birthday, and I got this as a birthday gift from my parents. So big thank you to Mom and Dad out there for going ahead and giving me a microphone that I probably would have never gotten on my own. It's actually a Blue Yeti, which I know there's been a lot of people who say a Blue Yeti is maybe not the best microphone out there, but for the budget and what I needed done, this has been an awesome microphone so far. It takes a little bit of tweaking and trying to figure out how this works. And so if my sound quality isn't that great right now, please give me that feedback. I need to know that, especially considering that my last headset, and I'm still going to use this, I have an old headset, gaming headset that I've been using for all the previous podcasts. I'm probably still going to use it to a certain extent, but this new microphone, this Blue Yeti, is going to be great for some of the upcoming stuff that is going to be happening in the Total EM world. Now, not only do I need to thank my parents for their recent contributions and their support this whole way and really kind of backing me up, I need to thank some other people out there. I'm not going to be able to thank everyone individually, but you know who you are. The first off is I need to thank all of you listeners, the ones right now, especially listening 2 minutes into this podcast, but are not hearing medical information on this one because you're willing to hear everything. And I really appreciate that. That really is a special spot, and I really appreciate your help. I also want to thank you all for all the other podcasts and helping share it, because without you sharing, this really just stays still. But every listener, even as this has fluctuated up and down a little bit, I've appreciated everyone who has played their role. And speaking of roles, we have lots of people who've come on the podcast so far. Lots of physicians. We've got PAs who are coming on. We've had paramedic and hopefully more paramedics to come, just like all the others. I'm interested in having NPs, RNs, anyone who really works in emergency medicine. I really want to hear from them. And so if you're someone else who we haven't talked about yet, or you're interested, please give me some feedback. Let me know. And especially if you send me an email, you'll notice that unless somehow I missed it, I send a reply back. I'd really love to keep the conversation alive, because I really do want to have pretty much everyone on this show that I can get. So if you do email me something, please, let's keep the conversation going. I really appreciate everything that you've done so far. Now, the biggest person I have to thank, because I get in trouble otherwise, but really she's done such an amazing role, has been my wife. And my wife has supported me along the way. She's given me the time so that I can record the podcast. That is one of the great things about working at night, is that I do have some downtime away from everyone else until the baby starts crying or she wakes up or whatever else happens. But again, I have to thank my wife for the important role she's played along with the rest of my family. So let's just talk briefly about what's happened throughout the year for Total EM. Well, my first podcast was actually recorded at the beach on a family vacation, and we slowly worked our way out from there. It was really just trying to figure stuff out. I'm still trying to figure out iTunes podcast. For some reason, my stupid artwork won't show up. So if you're listening and you know how to get that done, I really need the help, because for whatever reason, what I'm using is not translating over. And everyone else I know with Libsyn, it manages to work. So for whatever reason there, it's not happening. I've had a great web host. I've also been a great podcasting host service. All this stuff has been slowly working over the past few months. Of course, along with the content, talking to more people. And really, I've been impressed with the amount of turnout and all the people who are interested in the show, and especially the PAs that are out there who've been talking to me so much. I really have gotten a part of the emergency medicine PA experience that I hadn't gotten before. And so I really appreciate and really thank all those who've come along the way who've talked to me, which leads to our next part. So 2017, we're going to keep doing the weekly podcast as much as possible, just like we've done this past year. Once we got things rolling, everything was coming out once a week. You know, the content sometimes varied a little bit, but always in the end, I try to get a podcast out every week, and that's my goal, to keep doing that. Now, there may sometimes be a little bit of downtime, but that's going to be because we're going to be doing stuff in the background. That's going to be because we're doing conferences across the nation, and we're also going to be doing additional talks across the country as well. This was stuff I wasn't planning on doing for a couple more years, but I just happened to get the invites for it. There's a lot of details I cannot give yet, and that's just simply because of the situations where really we don't have all the details yet ourselves. But as I start knowing more about which conferences it will be, or which talks I'm going to be doing at what universities or schools or hospitals, I'll try and keep that up to date so that people can follow along with that. Which reminds me, if you are interested in having me come to your school or your place to do a talk, the hospital, whatever it may be, I am more than happy to. Please contact me at thetotaldm@gmail.com. Again, this will also be in the show notes, or it's going to be the same place where you can always find me at totaldm.org. With that said, we're going to keep running along. Like I said, new ideas, new topics are coming up all the time. But I really want to know what you all are interested in. So if there's something I have not covered yet or talked about covering yet, whether it's on Twitter or here on the podcast or wherever else you can find me, let me know, because I am more than happy to serve as best I can. This podcast was made for emergency medicine professionals, especially PAs, but also physicians, NPs, RNs, you name it, paramedics, all of them. And the emphasis has been in rural emergency medicine, but again, a lot of the topics we cover, it doesn't matter whether it's rural or urban, but I do try and have a little bit of that extra emphasis for rural. So if there's anything like that that you want us to discuss, especially if it's something you want to come on to talk about, let me know. I'm, again, more than happy to talk, but please, let's keep the conversation going. Email me back once I email you. That's just how we can keep things rolling along and make sure we're not missing something important. And if you haven't heard back from me, always try and email me again. I don't really delete my junk mail folder, so most of the time I catch those emails, but for whatever reason you think you got missed, send me another one. Just keep trying to get a hold of me. And Weebly, when you email me through the actual website, it comes up very differently. So I usually catch that very well. But sometimes Twitter messages may get lost, possibly. But I'm usually pretty good about that too. The other thing we're going to talk about here is that, speaking of all this feedback, I really appreciate that we've had so much positive feedback. And it's a lot more than I was ever expecting, just the amount of positivity. And there's been some constructive criticism, and I really appreciate those who have done the constructive criticism in a good way. I haven't had a bad interaction with anyone yet. Knock on wood, I hope it stays that way. But again, just every little bit that you do to help us out, to make this podcast the best it could possibly be, that is what I need, and that is what I thank you all for doing. So again, please keep in contact. Please let me know what I can do to help you out. Do not forget to share this as much as possible. Whether it's a retweet on Twitter, it's a share on Facebook, it's simply telling your colleagues at work. Every little bit helps. Let's spread the word of Total EM as much as possible, along with all the other great podcasts. I'm not saying I'm the best at any of this stuff. Seems like some people out there really think I am. I really appreciate that, because again, I feel like I'm a long ways off from that. But I do want you all to know that, again, every little bit helps. And if you can turn around, share this podcast with someone else, tell them about it, I'd really, really thank you for in advance. So in all, we've done a lot this year. We're going to do more next year. Because like I said, the goals that I had for the next couple of years were the next couple of years. And it seems like it's already going to happen in the next few months. And we're going to make this happen with your support and your continued feedback. So please, my biggest thing I can ask you for today, out of everything, is to just keep giving the feedback. Let me know what I can do. Let me know if this microphone sucks and I need to change it in some way. Let me know if there's a topic that I haven't talked about yet that you think would be the best topic out there. And especially if you want to talk about it yourself, let me know. I am more than happy to accommodate. But we're going to do a lot of great stuff coming up. We're going to get these conferences running. We're going to get these talks running across the nation. Hopefully, maybe, if the plan goes even more quickly, I may have to do some international talks, but that's further down the line. Like I said, I am more than happy with what I've gotten so far, and I appreciate every person, you know who you are, for trying to get this ball rolling. So in the end, all I can say is thank you for the support. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Whatever you celebrate, don't forget to have a Happy New Year. And until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.